The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Colleen O'Brien from Seattle's Morning News here with a look back at this week's top interviews. Israel is responding to President Biden's demand that more humanitarian aid be allowed into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has opened more land routes for delivery. The demand from Mr. Biden was coupled with a warning that failure to do so will lead to change in U.S. policy toward Israel. How? Well, every Friday on Seattle's Morning News, we interview CBS Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan. So I asked her what President Biden could actually do.
We know that under U.S. existing law, the Foreign Assistance Act, the Leahy Act, the United States can suspend aid to countries that receive U.S. aid but then violate international law. The president also has his own national security standards that he issued back in February, which state clearly that if there is interference with aid delivery, that the United States can suspend support for that country. So there is the paperwork there, the legal basis by which to take it. It is a decision, a political and policy one, that is in the hands of the president. So he's threatening to do something, but is being completely unspecific as to what that would be.
There are measures of success in this new stance, however.
The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, overnight, who was on that phone call with Netanyahu and Biden, said that the proof will be in what comes in the next days and weeks, specifically the metrics. How many aid trucks are allowed in? Will the security of those aid workers be protected? Will they be permitted to move into places like the north of the Gaza Strip, which is just really in famine-like conditions, and whether those metrics that indicate famine will be reversed? In other words, this is not success at this point. This is the beginning of a process that the Biden administration has frankly been pressing for months now.
Margaret is also the moderator of Face the Nation and will have aid workers who have been to Gaza during the war on her show this Sunday, April 7th. We went more in depth on Gaza with Margaret Brennan, and you can hear our entire conversation on the April 5th Seattle's Morning News podcast.